In this action-packed episode, I sit down with Andy Yang, the CEO of 500px. All right, Andy Yang, welcome to This Week in Photo. How's it going?
Good. Thanks, Frederick, for having me.
Yeah, this is great. Thanks for coming on. We got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to catch up on. You guys don't stop moving, right?
we move at a frenetic pace, so it's good. We're a startup, kind of have that Silicon Valley edge. So yeah, it's definitely a lot of pace.
Yeah. So over the years, how old is 500px right now?
500px officially is about now 8 years old.
Wow.
It was officially founded in 2009, by Evgeny and Oleg, two amazing entrepreneurs. Evgeny's an amazing photographer, travel photographer, but unofficially, for kind of trivia nuts, he founded it in 2004 as a live journal blog.
And
this is before Flickr. And he started posting his best images, got all this traction, all these views. His, his friends and his network asked, can I post on your blog because it has so many views?
Mm-hmm.
He said, sure, of course. Two rules, though. Number one, it has to be among your best work. So you have to kind of curate it. And number two, it has to be, and remember, this is an 04, it has to be at least 500 pixels in dimension. So that's where the name came from. So,
today it would be 4KPX, right?
Exactly, or 8K or 8K 16K.
PX, yeah. Exactly. You should register those names.
It's funny because I think last year we did this this April Fool's joke where we were rebranding to 50,000 PX.
Oh,
and
nice.
So we just added an Infinity logo.
Yeah. That is great. Well, cool. Well, this is great. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. So, like I said in the intro, you are the CEO of the company. And what does that mean? What do you get to do, as the CEO? It means something different at every tech company. What do you get to do?
Yeah, I guess the best way to frame it is as an editor. So you can relate to this. Mm-hmm. We have a whole bunch of smart people, a lot of talented, creative photographers, developers, engineers, designers. What I get to do, and it's my privilege, is to help, manage, set the vision and direction of the company, but really leveraging a lot of feedback from not just the employees at the company, but from our massive community. So mm-hmm. what we've been trying to do more and more, and we can never do this enough, is to engage our community, talk, get the feedback, and start to predict, what are the behaviors and what are the features that they'd like to see us evolve into. And that kind of leads itself into some of the pace that, there's so many ideas and so much feedback that we can take. How do we apply this, and how can we apply the limited amount of resources that we have towards something that's going to be super awesome in the future?
Yeah. And how big is the company now?
In terms of
headcount.
About headcount, we have about 60 people full time, and so we have some contractors as well. But smaller than most people think. We're 50, 60 people, just really kind of headstrong on our mission.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the way things go now. People are trained for, the whole fulcrum company management, where you have just a few people, a few really brilliant, smart people changing the world, kind of the Instagram effect, right?
Exactly. Just very lean, and you kind of, we're subscribers to the agile movement, which is, very fast paced, and you take feedback and iterate and learn. And sometimes you kill features that aren't working or aren't being used very often. So it's all about kind of that rapid pace of learning.
Yeah.
And photography itself is changing so dramatically over the past few years. And I've been with 500px now almost 4 years. And when I started to today, it's just, it's really unrecognizable just how fast, the photography landscape has changed.
Yeah. And it will continue to change if the past is any indication of the future. Yeah. So not to put the cart before the horse, for the folks that may not have heard of 500px and what you guys do and what your aim is to do in the photography mm-hmm. world, you want to just give us an overview?
Yeah. So 500px, the grandiose vision for us is to enable and reward visual creativity for everyone. We believe everyone's born creative. It's our job. It's our privilege to inspire people to create. And one of the vectors, the main vector, is through photography. So in this lens, our kind of product vision or our mission is to enable photographers to grow. And we want them to grow in three primary ways. Number one is their network. So mm-hmm. can they, you know, meet peers, meet people they want to aspire to become, like Evgeny, you know, our founders, and then start to develop that network. Number two is to grow their skills. So we recently introduced classes and education, and we've also had this ISO blog where we do tutorials. So we want them to further their skills in photography. And third is to grow their wallets or the returns. So we provided ways for them to monetize, whether it's through our directory, whether it's through, you know, putting them out on assignment for some of our clients, and also licensing their imagery through our marketplace.
That's great. So with the training side of things, are you looking at any sort of official 500px certification, kind of like what lynda.com is doing, or just kind of ethereal?
Yeah, in terms of the longer term vision, it's definitely something we're starting to think about. But we want to, again, follow the agile approach. So let's introduce a couple classes from people, influencers on our community, see how the community responds. Do they like it? And all indications are it's extremely popular. Mm-hmm. And so how do we make these classes, you know, much more conducive to growing their skills? And then ultimately, you know, down the line, do we create an ontology of classes where, you know, it's dramatic portraiture 101, dramatic portraiture number two, you know, 201, and so on to lead to a certification? Not to say that's in the cards, but it's definitely something we're thinking about.
Yeah, that's interesting. So, yeah, not to put you on the spot, but it's a company like Lynda or Creative Live, at least their the photography side or the creative side of their businesses should probably keep an eye on you, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely platforms that, you know, have a wide breadth of content. We know the Creative Live folks. We've done you know, some partnerships with them in the past.
Yep.
And so, yeah, like it's definitely something where, you know, we feel in terms of the community aspect, this is feedback we've directly heard from our community. Like, you know, help us to get better, help us to, you know, feed the education to us in a way that we can make it actionable. So with a platform like ours, where you can educate photographers and then also see their work and upload their work, and they get additional feedback on our community from our community, that's a really powerful package to package together. So, you know, they can get educated, they can upload the class, and then get additional feedback. It's pretty powerful.
Well, talk to me, Andy, talk a little bit about the membership, because 500px is a membership-driven site. You pay a fee, a monthly fee, and you get access to X, Y, and Z based on the membership tier that you've selected. How does the network, the training, and the monetization work into that? You know, is it across the board, or do you have to buy the most expensive one to get all three? How does that work?
Yeah, so so taking a step back, it's 500px. It is of itself free for anybody to use, and mm-hmm. so, you know, you can sign up for free. We hope that, you know, we've provided enough value for you to subscribe or become a paying member of the site. Mm-hmm. And recently, we relaunched our membership tiers into what we call our awesome plan, which includes, you know, an unlimited uploads, stats. You know, advanced statistics on who's viewing your photos, which countries, geographies, users, etc. We have a pro plan, which, you know, unlocks a customizable profile. It gives you a little bit more flexibility in terms of how you want to portray yourself to the world. So hopefully you're advertising your services or your workshops. Again, it's kind of more geared towards people that are advertising or, you know, showcasing their skills to the world. Mm-hmm. And then finally, there's the Pro Plus tier, which has everything included in Awesome and Pro. But we've had a partnership where we with a company called Format, which has a portfolio offering, which is, you know, the best in class portfolio offering on the market. And so you could do client proofing, e-commerce, and so yeah, it's a really powerful platform.
Oh wow, you can do proofing and. Okay, so that's interesting. So is the overall goal to have this be the one-stop shop for photographers? So in other words, you know, my domain, you know, joblowphotographer.com, I would point that to my 500 Picks account, and I do. It's the you guys become the back end infrastructure for my business. Is that the overall goal?
Yeah, exactly. And so if you have all your content on 500px and then you're a Pro Plus member, yeah, like you can set up and format will you know set you up with a great portfolio, but you can basically import. And the beauty about our plan and our partnership with Format is, you know, we negotiate a very special deal with them, a very kind of exclusive deal for us is, you know, the amount of photos that you get on Format is just, you know, 3x the amount if you were to go directly. So okay. Again, it's all about ease of use. So FirePX, if you're already curating your best content and getting it seen through the world, it's just, again, another offering that we're providing for our users to get exposure for them to grow their skills and their network.
That's great. That's great. And what about commerce? So you mentioned the ability to sell my work or, mm-hmm. you know, proof or, you know, is it, yep. is, well, it's a two-part question. So the first part, how does that work? Is that PayPal integration? Is it Square integration? Is it Stripe integration? And then secondly, is this service targeted at fine art photographers that want to sell the occasional gallery piece, or is it targeted at, say, a bulk shooter, like say a wedding photographer that needs to present, you know, 1,000 images to a bride for selects mm-hmm. for the album?
Yeah. So on the portfolio side, so Format, it's geared towards, you know, all types of creatives. So again, they can do the proofing and they can do the e-commerce. I think the backend integration is with Stripe on that side. Mm-hmm. But in terms of FirePX as a core platform, we are all about licensing their work and also sending our photographers out on assignment. And so when we have a client, say like Airbnb or Lonely Planet, that needs, you know, a hero image in a certain point of interest or city, that's where we can start to surface photographers on our platform, whether they're on our directory or not, and then suggest, you know, these creative photographers to go fulfill that brief. Mm-hmm. On the second part of the platform, if, you know, you check a box and you say, you know, I want FirePX to be able to license these photos on behalf of me, that's where, yeah, like it's an, our FirePX.com is an e-commerce platform. We do use Stripe on the back end to process and sell those images. So really kind of two, three robust ways where photographers can hopefully, you know, earn a living on our platform.
So you guys are competing on a number of fronts then. So on the education side, you're innovating and sort of pushing that forward in your own business, right?
Yeah.
But also on the micro stock side as well, mm-hmm. right? So you're pushing that. So the players in the micro stock industry have to keep an eye on you. Not to mention the Flickers and those guys, and also the Smug Mugs of the world are mm-hmm. have to keep an eye on you guys as now a viable competitor, especially with the proofing and the commerce services that competes directly with a Smug Mug or like services, right? So you're aiming to get a piece of all those pies in the end, correct?
I would say that the ethos of FirePX is, you know, the DNA and how it was started is, as we talked when we first started the interview about, you know, it's all about showcasing and exposing your best work and giving people to view your work and then starting to grow your skills, your network and your returns. Mm-hmm. So if you're to think about, you know, the high level mission, there really kind of are no competitors, if you will. It's you know, we have a very unique mission. And these all the companies you name could be potential partners. And so, in terms of, you know, the Smug Mugs of the world, we've talked with them. You know, we decided to go with Format just because they're best in class, as well as, you know, they're in Toronto where we're based as well. Yeah. So we had a really good relationship. I have a good relationship with the CEO. So again, it's, you know, we feel like, as you know, a lot of companies are kind of on the periphery, but is it are they competitors or are they? Could they be partners and friends? And that's where, you know, who knows in terms of, you know, how they view us. But I think we're pretty open in terms of who we like to partner with. Ultimately, we're driven by feedback from our community. So we are going to provide value, you know, in relation to feedback to them.
Love it, love it. When I remember when we first started talking and when I first started having conversations with Evgeny, you guys were, you know, a lot of the conversation was around you guys out flickering Flickr and being the new version, or what Flickr should have innovated into versus, mm-hmm. you know, not executing on the massive growth and the massive size that they had. Is mm-hmm. Flickr still on your radar at all? Do you?
Yeah. I would say Flickr's always on people's radars, especially as we position ourselves as a community. You know, Flickr, I would say, gets a bad rap. There's lots of really good, talented people. Obviously, being a part of Yahoo and all the changes of ownership and changes of leadership has hindered their mission a bit. But they still continue to innovate. They, you know, I read the Flickr engineering blog, and they come up with these really interesting pieces, and the data that they have is unparalleled. That being said, I think there are ways to differentiate from us and to, you know, cross over in terms of the appeal. So what we view Flickr as is, you know, very powerful technology. They have a great kind of backup and storage platform. You know, I think it was, you know, Marissa Mayer gave, you know, 1 terabyte when she first joined Flickr, the redesign. And then they also do groups really well. And so one of the features we looked at in terms of inspiration was, you know, like looking into how we can foster a better level of dialogue on our platform. And so I think Flickr gets a bad rap when you, you know, creatives and photographers have very high standards. So it's really hard to, you know, meet those expectations sometimes. So again, I'm empathetic to Flickr, but I also feel like, you know, Fire and Pierce has a really kind of differentiated offering on distribution, showcasing work, and then also providing that growth for photographers.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think being a customer of photography type companies like 500px, PX, and Flickr and Smug Mug, the main thing that is concerning about Flickr in general is, like you said, the Yahoo kind of turmoil and management changes. But more so than that, it's the data breaches that they have. Mm. And, yeah. You know, photography, more than many other types of data, you know, aside from financial, is critical, right? I mean, yeah. Pictures of my kids' first steps and, you know,
exactly.
or whatever. And it, so there's a large degree of trust that yes. you have to put forward along with your membership fee, but there's trust that's probably even more expensive than the few dollars that you're paying a month. So, yeah. And I know you can't speak to Flickr or comment. I wouldn't ask you to comment on that at all, but on the 500px side, for people that are like, okay, yeah, I've become sensitized to storing my data, my precious memories online with these services, should I put it up on 500px or should I just go buy a cheap drive from Costco, you know, and put it on there? At least I know no one's going to get access to it if I don't connect it to the internet. What's your response to it? I'm sure you've gotten that question before.
Yeah. I mean, it comes down to feature sets. Have our users requested, you know, can you back up, you know, I was just in a photographer meetup in Shanghai a month ago, and we met, you know, a very prominent photographer, and he's like, I'm so tired of, you know, having 10 of these, you know, solid state drives. They're, you know, I have 10 terabytes of photos, and can you please just, you know, create a service where I can just back up all 10 terabytes mm-hmm. of my photos? Like 10 terabytes, that's a lot of images.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and again, it comes to the origins of Fire and PX. Like, we were started as a kind of self-curation. So you're going to post your best images on yeah. Fire and PX. You're yeah. not going to post all your images.
Yeah.
And so that's a differentiation. And just as a free member, we do cap the number of uploads at 20 a week. And okay. this is something we've actively looked at. To, you know, feedback from the community has been, you know, do you want to drop that limit to say one per day or one per week? Because you really want kind of the creme de la creme on Fire and PX. Mm-hmm. And so these are all the things that we're thinking about, but as a, you know, a backup and storage place, I'm going to get to the privacy issues after this, but it's a good segue into, you know, are we going to be the place where you backup and store all your images? Likely not. And that's, you know, we want to focus on your best images, showcasing your best images, enabling and rewarding that visual creativity. And so when you think about those types of best images, how are we doing to protect those images? You know, we're doing watermarking, we do, searches for copyright infringement. And so we have takedown notice, DMCA takedown notices, et cetera. So we're protecting the IP and the visual assets.
Yeah.
In terms of the personal, yeah, like I have pictures of my two daughters on FireNPX. And so, yeah, like I trust the platform to take care of any kind of infringement or, you know, breaches, data breaches. So we take that very, very seriously. And so those are kind of like the nuances of the use cases versus if I dumped, say, you know, all my photos on my iPhone onto, you know, a platform, I would have much higher, standards of, you know, privacy than what I would say would be currently out there.
Yeah,
so it's definitely, you know, when you're dealing with kids and, those types of breaches, like it is scary for sure.
Yeah, that's refreshing to hear because some companies, you know, like for example, Google with Google Photos on your phone, and Apple to some degree, they want to have all your bases are belong to us, right?
They want everything.
They want everything. Like you shoot it,
not
it's
just
on the
your
cloud.
Photos. Yeah. They want your videos. They want, you know, even like.
Yeah,
everything.
Everything. A photo of my foot that I accidentally shot is going to be in the cloud, you know, quickly. And is that good or is that bad? So it's refreshing to hear that you guys are maintaining that, you know, only send your best emissaries into our system. And that's kind of, that was in the beginning. I remember when I was first exposed to 500px, it was intimidating, right? Because you'd go on there and they'd build all this beautiful artwork up there. And then I have my account and you get that empty page syndrome. You're like, I'm not worthy. I don't have anything that's that good. I'm not going to upload anything, right?
So, yeah. I mean, that's a good segue because what we've done recently is to start to understand, how best to service these different we call them personas on the site.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there's going to be the viewers that just want to be on FireNPX to see the best work, the best of the best, self-curated by these creators. The second piece is where we feel, you know, one of the biggest opportunities is what we call hobbyists. And these are people that either own a low-end DSLR or maybe a mirror, you know, an entry-level mirrorless, and are starting their photography journey, you know, the Instagram generation growing up. And they're going to want, you know, a bit more like a dedicated camera and start to treat photography not just as a means of communication, but potentially as a source of income, a means of expression, like to the outward to the world beyond, you know, personal messaging.
Yep.
And it's where this segment, how are we trying to develop them, get over that intimidation factor? And these are where the classes come in. This is where we're looking at how we onboard people. And so how can we engage this community the best is a lot of where our thoughts are going.
That's great.
And then as you move up the stack, and we think of it as a pyramid in terms of size. So, you know, casual, hobbyist, and then there's this semi-pro, which, you know, are monetizing their photos. Maybe they're wedding photographers on the weekend, you know, weekend warriors, and where we do a decent job catering to this audience. But how do we, again, do more? How do we engage them and pull them up to the highest tier, which is the pro, which is, you know, people that are making close to full, if not full-time incomes, but very close to full-time incomes. And, you know, have a lot of gear, a lot of glass.
Yeah.
And we feel like, you know, FireNPX was kind of born out of that serving the top of the pyramid, but it's that aspirational nature where can we have the pros then, start to, you know, educate and promote their own workshops, their own tutorials to the semi-pros and the hobbyists where we're kind of educating everybody. And so again, when I talked about the mission of having photographers grow, can we kind of pull up the casuals into then hobbyists and then the hobbyists into the semi-pro and pro. That's kind of the nature and how we're trying to overcome this intimidation factor, if you will, on FireNPX, because that's feedback we've heard before.
That's a good problem to have. It's like, it's intimidating, but you'd rather have it. I don't know. It's a catch-22. I don't know if I'd rather have it in the other direction where, you know, it was the old, back in the day, at least on Flickr and in a lot of cases and a lot of other sites, it was new photographers would upload everything they had and let the audience kind of, you know, let the crowdsource the culling, if you will, right?
Yeah.
And you guys flipped it on its head and said, no, don't send all your stuff, you know, send only your best. So that's...
And that curation has been really helpful for us because, you know, people as they join the site are saying, okay, I can only post my best and I want this to represent my work. So as we relaunched the membership tiers into, you know, Awesome Pro and Pro Plus, we were really thinking about, okay, what will cater to these different personas and how can we continually add value? And so that's a lot of the thrust, a lot of the thought that we're working on continually is, you know, how do we build that value? How do we build real value for our users? And you know, we're thinking through obviously the three ways to grow: the photographers, the network, the skills, and the wallets. And then beyond that, like, how do we, you know, provide that distribution, that exposure to them? So, you know, photographers come to Fire and PX because we do a really great job at showcasing work, distributing it across a number of different platforms, on all the mobile platforms, you know, the Chromecast, Apple TV, et cetera. And so, you know, we are one of the only places where photographers can do a lot of intrinsic marketing. And so that's one of the things that we pride ourselves in.
Love it. Okay, so what's coming up next for the company, to the extent that you can share? I always ask this, but I know, you know, Silicon Valley companies have the standard, we can't comment on future products or developments, but to the extent that you can share, what's coming up?
So we always like to iterate and to take our cues from the community. So what you're going to see is us talking to our community continually, getting the feedback, surveys on features. But really, it's not going to change from our mission of, you know, enabling rewarding visual creativity for everyone. And then secondly, is that mission to, you know, grow photographers in terms of their network. So we're introducing new ways for our community members, or brainstorming new ways for our community to communicate with each other. Number two is, you know, growing their skills. So again, doubling or tripling down on classes, which has gotten, you know, really successful uptake, as well as, you know, for existing influencers or our Pro or Pro Plus members, introducing workshops that they're teaching themselves. So again, that education, growing the skills of our community. And then third, one of the most exciting things is, you know, that growing their wallets or the returns. So our directory, which was launched in November, December of last year, now over 70,000 members, 10,000 locations around the world. So really powerful. And so for us, you know, providing ways for our photographers to be discovered by clients in any geography. And then with our on-demand features, so our custom assignments, again, finding opportunities and pairing them with clients to shoot and execute on briefs. And so these are the three primary ways where we're just going to continue to iterate. We've heard also feedback on, you know, introducing new ways to discover photos. So one of the overriding things that we're always thinking about is, how do we provide more content, more relevant content to our users? And so this is what every platform, every community kind of struggles with in terms of, you know, algorithms, discovery. It's something, you know, Facebook's thinking about, Instagram, Twitter, all these companies are really thinking about. So I would say we have the same opportunity and challenge.
I love it. One of the most exciting companies in photography, 500px, right? You guys, you know, are continuing to push the ball forward and evolve with the market as it changes. You know, one thing we didn't go in, maybe we'll go into this in the next interview, but mobile and your mobile strategy, because I know that's huge, right?
It is huge, yeah.
It's gigantic.
The world is shifting out.
Yeah, it's crazy. So there's lots of stuff to talk about. So thanks for coming on, Andy. This has been fantastic.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay, we'll see you next time.